Lily is my spinning wheel. She's my first and only spinning wheel.
To be clear, she named herself.
It just came to me one day. I was spinning on her, and her name came up, and it seemed like it was Lily. I got her, took her out of the box, finished her, and put her together. This is a traditional Saxony-style spinning wheel. There's some that are uprights. There's castle-style. There's travelers. And there's a lot of different modern ones that have all of the working parts of a spinning wheel, but aren't what you would think of as a spinning wheel. This is an old-style one. I didn't mean to spin, ever. Wasn't like on my radar, as most of the stuff is. It just kind of shows up when it's supposed to, I guess. It was kind of a steep learning curve. It took me about a week to finally spin something that didn't look like designer yarn. And this wool happens to be off of actually a muskox. The Inuit name for it is actually Kiviat. That's where that name comes from. It all started out as clumps of fiber that was picked up on the tundra. It's a super warm fiber. It's the warmest natural fiber on the planet. It's finer than cashmere. If you spin it into a heavier yarn, I've heard that it can be too warm. The cool thing about this Kiviat is that I'm fortunate enough to process it right from its raw state. So it was kind of a mess. Sometimes raw fleece is that way, and that's what this was. Cool part is it had a lot of vegetable matter in it, and so I had to clean it, and I still get little pieces of that, of the tundra. Piece of lichen or a leaf off of some small plant. There was one guard hair that I pulled out that was over 12 inches long. That was so cool. And this Kiviat was fussy. It was fussy about how it wanted to be spun and about what direction the fibers wanted to be spun. And I couldn't figure it out at first because that's what I wanted it to do, but it's energy and we can't always control energy. Sometimes you have to work with it. So I came back, unrolled my rollogs, and then bundled them back up so all the fibers were laying the same direction. And now it spins super fast. It's super soft. In fact, if I'm not watching it when I'm spinning it, I lose track of it because it's so fine that it's hard to feel in my hands. So then I first put it on the spinning wheel. Quite often I can visit while I'm spinning, actually make eye contact, because my hands can feel what's going on, but the Kiviat isn't like that. It demands all of your attention all of the time. So there's a lot going on. You got your foot going the whole time in a rhythm. And each fiber has its different speed that it likes to be spun at. And the wheel's going around. And your hands are busy. It's kind of hard for your mind to wander when you're doing this. But I don't know if I'm going to dye this or not. I've been toying with doing something with Kool-Aid because Kool-Aid's a really great dye. And you just use a mordant. In this case, I think it's vinegar to set the color of the Kool-Aid. You can get some really pretty colors, like the raspberry color and the cherry. And now they have blue. They didn't used to have blue back in the day, so you can get blue yarn. I might experiment with some Kool-Aid dye. Some of this is going to get blended with Angora again, mostly just because the Angora fibers pop out, the guard hairs pop out, and so it looks like you're actually wearing rabbits on your hands. And I think that's kind of fun. Kind of funny to think about muskox meets Angora rabbit. If they had children, that's what it would be, mittens. Quite often I'll just spin in the quiet because she has this rumble that she makes, and there's a rhythm to it, and what I've found is that rhythm is really soothing, and it's not unlike paddling. Canoe has that same kind of rhythm. But I get to set the tempo in our boat because I'm the bow paddler, and in that rhythm, it kind of just lulls you into a quietness within yourself and just takes you deeper and deeper if you let it, if you pay attention to it. It's for paddling, it's, you know, each stroke enters the water and then you lift your paddle up and feather it, and there's always a couple of drip, drip, drips that happen. And think we have a lot of rhythms like that in our lives anymore if we don't create them for ourselves. But it makes you pull inward and lets you notice some of the smaller, tinier details and gives yourself kind of a reset or a break from all that out there that's crazy. There is connection. The river is energy. The fiber is energy. You can't make the river do what the river is not going to want to do. You have to yield to it. I also have to yield to the fiber. The fiber is different every little strand that comes through. This isn't a nice, tidy little bundle of fibers that's come off of some machine. This is a wild fiber, and you're dealing with a wild river. The wildness brings us really into ourselves and really present. You have to be there.